Hello, good morning, and a very, very warm welcome to anybody in particular who's here for the first time or who's visiting. And do please stay with us after the service for tea or coffee in the Mayo Hall. And just a reminder, there are two further services today. There's all-age worship at 11:30, and then there's reflective worship at 6:30 this evening. A few items of pastoral news. Margaret Townsend's Thanksgiving service will be on the 22nd of July at Holy Trinity Church in Claygate. Natasha Reed has had her fall and is recovering. And Barbara Fielding is in hospital but out soon. Please do remember Sukin Lee in your prayers on Wednesday, as he's having the viva for his PhD then. If anybody fancies going to a quiz on Saturday, street pastors are holding one here at 7:00, and everybody is welcome. Have a word with Teresa if you want further details. There she is. There's £10 entry fee, and there are refreshments, but you're requested to bring your own drink. And we'd like to thank all those who went to the Star and Garter Fete on Saturday. A couple more reminders from the Social Committee about upcoming events. In just under 4 weeks from now, on Saturday the 27th of July, from 3 to 5, we'll have our Games from Around the World afternoon here at the church. We do hope you'll come along and join what we hope will be fun. And a couple of small requests. We've lined up some entertaining games, but there's always room for more. So do please speak to Vaughan James, that's me, if you have any suggestions, and we hope you do. And it would be great if you come, if you could bring some small items of party food from around the world to share. Just finger food, something nice and simple. And secondly, please do keep Saturday the 7th of August free for our KURC day out of... September. Please do keep Saturday the 7th of September free for our KURC day out at the seaside. More details very soon. Thank you.
We join together to worship God and hear these words from the psalmist. Protect me, O God, I trust in you for safety. I say to the Lord, you are my God. All the good things I have come from you. We join together to sing, New Every Morning is the Love. We say together Psalm 16. Protect me, O God, I trust in you for safety. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, and all good things I have come from you. How excellent are the Lord's faithful people. My greatest pleasure is to be with them. Those who rush to other gods bring many troubles on themselves. I will not take part in their sacrifices. I will not worship their gods. You, Lord, are all I have, and you give me all I need. My future is in your hands. How wonderful are your gifts to me, how good they are. I praise the Lord because God guides me, and in the night my conscience warns me. I am always aware of the Lord's presence. God is near, and nothing can shake me. And so I am thankful and glad, and I feel completely secure, because you protect me from the power of death. I have served you faithfully, and you will not abandon me to the world of the dead. You will show me the path that leads to life. Your presence fills me with joy and brings me pleasure forever. Have a seat. Let's join to pray. Let us pray. God of each day and each moment, you call us to make choices. Choices about how we live, about how we will use our time and how we will use our resources. You call us to make decisions, who we will look out for, what we will commit to, who we will follow. We come before you, God of the past and the present, with glad hearts, hearts that have found refuge in you, hearts that are content with your blessing, hearts that are not afraid, but trust you to lead them in the path of life towards the fullness of joy and peace. But forgive us, O God, when we have used the freedom that we have in Christ to be self-indulgent and not to think of others. When we have put our needs first, second, and third, and when we have deliberately avoided doing what we knew was from you. Forgive us and help us in the decisions that we make. Forgive us and challenge our choices when we are wrong. And we pray, remembering that we pray in the name of him who chose the cross for our sake. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
I am switched on. Now, I was missing the microphone, and I've got some pictures here of some things that are missing something. And I want to see if you can work out what they are. Some are easy. The good ones, my granddaughters drew. The ones that look like a four-year-old, I drew. So, what's missing in that picture? We have a house. A gate. What is it?
Door.
It's a door. We've got a nice path, but you'd have to climb in the windows to get inside. A beautiful bird, who I was told yesterday afternoon looked more like a dinosaur, is missing something. Well done. One leg. Yes. Every good bird needs two legs. What's missing from the clock? Should we ask one of the grown-ups?
What's missing?
Four.
Number four. Thank you. This one might be a little bit small, I'm afraid, for the people at the back. Hope I'm not upsetting anybody with a spider. But what's missing?
Leg.
One leg. Spider should have eight legs. Last of all, this one. That's all the letters of the alphabet except for one. You weren't thinking of doing sermon, were you, Leslie? Bethany? No, not a J. Anybody else spotted it? Sorry? Z? No, not Z. There's a Z somewhere, I'm sure. Yeah, there's a Z.
K.
K, well done. And today, we're going to think about how we can see when people are missing something, when they need help. And then we can go on to find out how we can help them. And now we're going to sing hymn 274, God is Love, He's the Care.
Thank you.
So we're at the end of an epic Bible study, a trip through Galatians, making it clear that Christ is a fulfillment of the promise God has made in Abraham, so we are set free. We are liberated, we are set free. But set free for what? Liz Cook will read this passage to us.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, and then to verse 13. Freedom is what we have. Christ has set us free. Stand then as free people, and do not allow yourselves to become slaves again. As for you, my brothers and sisters, you were called to be free. But do not let this freedom become an excuse for letting your physical desires control you. Instead, let love make you serve one another. For the whole law is summed up in one commandment: love your neighbor as you love yourself. But if you act like wild animals, hurting and harming each other, then watch out, or you will completely destroy one another. What I say is this: let the Spirit direct your lives, and you will not satisfy the desires of human nature. For what our human nature wants is opposed to what the Spirit wants, and what the Spirit wants is opposed to what our human nature wants. These two are enemies, and this means that you cannot do what you want to do. If the Spirit leads you, then you are not subject to the law. What human nature does is quite plain. It shows itself in immoral, filthy, and indecent actions, in worship of idols and witchcraft. People become enemies and they fight. They become jealous, angry, and ambitious. They separate into parties and groups. They are envious, get drunk, have orgies, and do other things like these. I warn you now, as I have before, those who do these things will not possess the kingdom of God. But the Spirit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. There is no law against such things as these. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have put to death their human nature with all its passions and desires. The Spirit has given us life. He must also control our lives. We must not be proud or irritate one another or be jealous of one another. Amen.
Amen. And coming in as the substitute for the second time in 3 days, Richard Scorer comes to read to us from Luke's Gospel. A pivotal point for the life of Jesus. The focus now moves towards Jerusalem, and the rest of Luke's Gospel is concerned about the journey there and its consequences. And some disciples assume that judgment is starting.
The second reading is Luke, verses 51 to 62. As the time drew near when Jesus would be taken up to heaven, he made up his mind and set out on his way to Jerusalem. He sent messengers ahead of him who went into a village in Samaria to get everything ready for him. But the people there would not receive him because it was clear that he was on his way to Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then Jesus and his disciples went on to another village. As they went on their way, a man said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lie down and rest." He said to another man, "Follow me." But that man said, "Sir, first let me go back and bury my father." Jesus answered, "Let the dead bury their own dead. You go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another man said, "I will follow you, sir, but first let me go and say goodbye to my family." Jesus said to him, "Anyone who starts to plow and then keeps looking back is of no use to the kingdom of God." Amen.
Amen.
So let us pray. Open our ears, Lord Jesus, and open my mouth. Open our hearts to receive your Spirit. Lord, we pray. Amen. How do you live a life that is pleasing to God? What does such a life look like? What does it look like if we are, as Christians, no longer bound by the law of Moses? "Great," said some of those in Galatia. "It means we can behave exactly as we want. We are free in Christ. We can do whatever we want." And then we get into the list: immoral, filthy, indecent actions, worship of idols, witchcraft, people becoming enemies, fighting, jealous, angry, ambitious, separate into parties, envious, get drunk, and do other things such as these. Freedom in Christ to do whatever you like. All sorts of immorality are acceptable because we are free. Great! Freedom in Christ, say James and John. That means we can call down fire on those villagers who don't accept us. It's an interesting tension, is it not, that we have cherished beliefs about God and God's love for everybody, but when it comes to those who challenge that belief, we want to punch them on the nose. And hopefully metaphorically, with a keyboard rant or a vocal rant, that desire to defend God in ways that contradict the God that we want to defend. It's interesting, isn't it? It's a bit nuts, but it's how we are. So James and John leap to the defense of Jesus. "Let's smash them, Jesus. Bring down fire from heaven." And Jesus metaphorically clips them round the back of the head and tells them to behave themselves. "Let's go somewhere else," he says. And when you pause and think about it, our instinct to need to defend God is a wee bit wacky. Who do we think we are? So we are free. Paul says that we are free to choose to be slaves to one another. We are free to follow. And the law is to be summed up in this phrase: you love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's what freedom means. So you are free, but you cannot do whatever you like. So, freedom, what is it? And what does it look like? It is a gift that we have freedom from Christ. But it is not the same as license to do whatever we fancy doing. Freedom in Christ means there's a whole world of stuff that is not acceptable to us. As people that the Holy Spirit inhabits, there are things that are not right for each one of us as individuals. A person who views all people as being made in the image of God . If you are a person who believes that all people are made in the image of God, then there's a whole world of behavior that is not acceptable to you. One of them, of course, would be calling down fire on them. And it's an interesting phenomenon as well, isn't it? That drive to be right, to grind another person into the ground because we are right in our theology, we are right in our thinking, so what we do is we contradict the very nature of the one that we serve. We know that delight, but it is not of God. How much more difficult and how much more subtle is it to raise another person up? To find ways to share your truth that is kind, gentle, patient. And that much more difficult thing is what we are called to. So the Galatians passage makes it clear that there is a whole world of interrelating with other people that it is not acceptable for people who are set free in Christ. And loads of that list, loads and loads of that list, we can think, yes, look at me, I'm pure and holy and fantastic. I can grab that mountain and I can point my finger and I can tut at others. But there are a number on that list that are ours. Envious, drinking too much alcohol, fighting, being divided in our society, anger, ambition. These are real challenges for us as a community, for some of us. But let's be clear as well. If you were listening to that list thinking, not me, not me. It's not an inclusive list. Other sins are available. It's not all the sins that there are. Gossiping, stinginess, undermining people, cynicism, looking for the worst in another, not acceptable. Worship of idols is surely about the worship of stuff. It's worth a moment, isn't it, for each one of us to give some reflection to what our major sin is. And then be aware of the fact that there's a whole load of other stuff that's actually supporting that and keeping it in place. And there are people, of course, there are people who love a list. Who doesn't love a list? Not been drunk this week, tick. Not been to an orgy this week, tick. Not called down fire on somebody else, tick. So God must really love me. But that is not the way that it works. Freedom is a tempting thing. but we are called to serve. Too easily, we get hooked into the world of serving our flesh, and we live in a society where ease is our biggest challenge. Free to serve and free to exhibit the fruits of the Spirit. What is it for each one of us that leads us to deviate from showing the fruits of the Spirit in the life that we lead? Freedom from the law does not mean free to disregard those behaviors that the law is affirming. It means free to deepen relationships with others, all that comes from a place of love. The problem is, with all this freedom, is that what is a major sin, a major temptation that leads me to sin, a major temptation for me, what is a major temptation for me is not a major temptation for you. You can do it, but I can't. So we don't have an all-inclusive list. We have freedom, but we have freedom to know ourselves, to manage ourselves, to challenge ourselves. And it's, wouldn't you just love a list? Wouldn't you love a list? But it doesn't work like that. So for you, for example, the amount of work you do, that's fine and dandy. It doesn't lead you into sin. But for other people, it does lead them into sin. For you, for example, the occasional glass of wine doesn't lead you into sin. But for other people, it leads them into sin. For you, for example, the money and the resources that you have doesn't lead you into sin. You're able to use them well and wisely. But for many others, it leads them into sin. Work, like in the passage with Jesus, like plowing. Or family. Your family relationships can easily lead you into sin, because too quickly our family becomes our idol. And the passage from Luke makes it clear that there is nothing more important than the kingdom of God for God's people. And that includes all those lovely, wholesome things, like paying good respect to your parents when they die, looking after yourself in your work. So we are called to exhibit the fruits of the Spirit, to choose to live lives that speak love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. Those are the things that people should look at us and be able to see. To hand over control to the Spirit. And in the living of life, will we come to a place where we can say, I've done enough? No. But such a question is to look at it the wrong way around. Because the truth is, We are enough because of what God has done for us. Let us pray. Reign in us, Lord Jesus. Not in the Sunday self, but in the everyday self. Reign in us. That we would live lives that speak, that show love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. And we cannot do that by effort. We can only do it through you. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray. Amen. We join to sing, From Heaven You Came. So let us pray. Let's pray for those who have difficult decisions to make this week. In their homes, places of work, at school, in the community, those in the council, those in the government, and internationally. Let's pray for those who are suffering the consequences of bad choices that they have made. Those battling with addiction, those in prison, those burdened with guilt, those consumed by regret. Let's pray for those whose decisions are made for them. The unwell, the very old, those in places of oppression. Let's pray for those who are paralyzed by indecision, the stressed, the fearful, those whose circumstances keep changing. Let's pray for those who at this moment are making desperate choices, whether to flee their homes, whether to go on living, whether to tell the truth. Holy Spirit, help them. Help us to choose. And to choose a life that is full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. So let's pray. This is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant King. Amen. So can I tell you about, we've got a new gadget, a new toy that very soon we will start using, which is that those who want to give cashlessly on a Sunday, we've got cash readers, and so we're going to start, they will start to be available on Sunday morning. They're already available through the week, but we're going to start having that available. That's, I have to say, with all due respect, not really for the majority of you people, because the majority of you should be given more in a more organised way. But for those who are new among us, and for those who are cashless, which lots of increasingly people are, that's what we're going to do. So we join together to sing, Let All the World, number 114. So what have you gang been up to? Ray, could you? No, use it, please. Yeah. No, it's on.
We have been talking about doing things for people if they're missing something or there's something they need. So we can turn them from sad faces to happy faces.
Hooray! Thank you. Help us to be a slave to others, Lord. Supportive to those on the edge. Loving to those who are hurting. Available to those who need time. Vociferous for those who need justice, encouraging to those who are low. And all God's people said, Amen.